Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to New Homeschool Episode 13, New Moms and New Talk. I am currently having some technical difficulties hearing our guests, Yvette and Jill. You could hold on momentarily. Yvette or Jill, can you hear me? I'm trying to get you guys in on the show. I see a caller. Who's 254?
That's me. That's Jillian.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I just figured it out. Sorry. The interruption. So, okay, so I'm Mary. I'm a new mom. I'm sharing the new presentation with the wonderful Worldwide Educators. And Yvette should be on it. And for now, we have Miss Jill Rodas with us today. Me and Jill are friends from Delaware County. And Jill has a mission. And one of them is to share a little bit about herself and a little bit about the challenges that women and young women have growing up in youth today. And if you'd like to introduce yourself, Jill, please do so.
Okay, well, hi. Thank you for having me on the show. And my name is Jillian Rodas from Delco, as it's known to the locals. But, yeah, I do, me and Mary, like, we've known each other since high school. And, you know, one of the things I think we connect over, though, is, like, just empowerment and kind of connecting to oneself. And I have been on a mission because of different challenges that I have faced and whatnot. But really, I guess what brings me here is, you know, my daughter, she's 13, about to start eighth grade. You have a daughter as well, and I believe we all do on the panel, so to speak, today. And, you know, I've been through a lot. I'm sure all of you have as, you know, grown women. But, you know, it's really seeing the younger generation of females going through it that has inspired me so much to action, meaning for many years I've developed this complacency, this acceptance of status quo. You know, I'm a single female right now by choice, but it's important to me that, you know, people just are more aware of what's really happening, even to their friends, to their families, to their loved ones. I know too many females who have been through too many things, and you would never know, you know, because not everyone's sharing their story. And I think that's one big step, and I'm just starting to do that myself, and so it's super difficult, but what's at stake is so worth it to me, and what's at stake in my my humble opinion is our daughters, our nieces, our sisters, just the females. Like, and this is not, and I have to preface this all by saying this is not a male bashing thing. For me, it's nothing about that. I have a story that reaches beyond me as a female, but just for me personally, what's grabbing my attention is just stuff that is oriented to the challenges faced as a female. And being as I'm a female, I'm not a male, I can't speak to the other side, and I welcome anybody who wants to. Collectively, the problem, in my opinion, is that we're just so disconnected from our youth, and, you know, these things are occurring, and it's the onus is on us as the adults in the community, whether they're parent, their neighbor, whatever, it's really on us to actually do something about it, because essentially they're just kind of mimicking us. You know, we were all once in their shoes. So quickly, I think we forget that. But I could go down a rabbit hole, and anybody who knows me knows I do that too frequently when I talk. But I guess I would, something that's striking me, like, okay, so my daughter is going into eighth grade. Like, that's super scary. And it's that time, you know, at which, like, things can happen. Things, as far as I know, are not happening, you know, thankfully. But, you know, anything's possible. And I guess I want to speak to, you know, the females out there, either who are going through it or might know someone going through it, but just there's a lot of stuff I see happening younger and younger, and it's terrifying. I know, Mayor, like, everybody, I think any mother with a daughter, especially a daughter who is a preteen or a teen, it's just terrifying, and I think it's more terrifying for females because more than likely we've seen some of that stuff that we know, you know, can happen. And, you know, it's some things I think can be prevented. You can't prevent everything, you know, it's reality, things happen. But there's a lot of things that I know firsthand because I did them when I was younger that, like, don't need to be happening. Like, that maybe if we can have some conversations and reach some of the youth, like, you know, some just, you know, need some support. And in this day and age, I think we're all busy, you know. Mary yourself, I know you wear multiple hats. I wear multiple hats, you know, working to just, it's crazy. And we're all just trying to do our best and stay afloat. But I feel like too many, collectively, we're just letting the internet raise our children. And it's just, I see it headed for not a good place. And so I want to do my part in doing what I can to help change that, even if it's at the risk of putting myself out there to be judged. Like, that's, like, the scariest thing. I don't know, like, Mary, I don't, like, if we want to kind of go, like, back and forth, like, with this, because I know I kind of bogarted that intro, but just get back
to that. I think you brought up a lot of topics that aren't discussed in the regular public educational system. One would be protecting our energy. Our energy and who we truly are as free beings of real life isn't discussed anywhere or how to tap into that. So what we find a lot in education systems is very much materialism and how to achieve that materialism in a society that's surrounded by drugs and alcohol. And as you know, here in Delaware County, I mean, there's a bar on every corner. And when we were young, it was also very acceptable to drink and you know, hang out. And, you know, these are the things that the kids are getting into. And this isn't abnormal that we're talking about this. I mean, this has been happening over, you know, lifetimes. I mean, our parents are like 70s babies. So, you know, you had Woodstock, and these things are just, they're normalized. And then we become into this condition, these conditioning. And at school, again, it's just, you know, learning the literal side of things, which can lead people somewhere. I mean, you be successful at the end of the day, but how much do you know about your own true being? And we find as we're older now and we have children, one of the things that we think about might be something along the lines of sexual activity. And it is starting much younger. My daughter is only 12 years old, and a lot of the children in her grade school and it goes back to like allowing the internet to raise your children, right? Because it's up and mm-hmm. coming. It's, you know, they have access to everything. And even the music mm-hmm. has changed, like the gigahertz have changed so much that there is a lot of brainwashing and conditioning going into that with the sexual talk and activity. And they're looking in all the wrong places for outlets for their creativity, and it ends up in wanting attention in all of the wrong places, which what happens is it steals their innocence and it steals their life. And what happens to women, and I'm sure both you and I can speak on this personally, is in sexual activity at a very young age for a woman, and it's not just you and me that I've had this conversation with, but many young women, there is a lack of connection for the male and the female, and there's a different perspective on what's happening, and we're so focused on, you know, being accepted that we're not doing the inner work or even learning about your energy field in general and how that works, because this goes, we can all communicate, and we do unconsciously without recognizing it. That's where your gut feelings come in, and, you know, like feeling bad juju from someone, or knowing that you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and to get out. And instinctively, we listen to our instincts, but it's on an unconscious level, and it's not being taught. So when a young woman shares herself with another child, because that's essentially what's happening, is they're curious and they're wondering what's happening. It's almost like once you break that force field, the children end up dimming their light, so to say, and you end up very depressed as a young woman, and you feel at loss because you gave yourself away
to
and you're giving it to what though, like, so learning self-love and learning yourself is like of the and learning your environment and learning everything that makes sense besides just being able to be very literal at math or become the successful, you know, lawyer. There's a lot that even the adults to this day don't know anything about themselves. Nothing. Like they're depressed and they're sad and they're actually not fulfilled with everything that they've been up to this point because there isn't a focus on anything of real education and real guidance. And that's where, you know, the new presentation comes in, and where I am sharing that on the real side, which is your dreams, which you can start with your children just by singing the new sound, which is you. And just giving your children that sound and singing it yourself will open up your dream visions at night. And it's something that you can do with your children, and you can write them down, because usually what will show up here in the physical, which is very dense, it's a dense atmosphere, so it takes a little bit to come anything for it to manifest here, so to say. So a lot of the times in your dreams, things will occur before they occur here in the physical. So this gives the children an opportunity to see themselves in a different light and also make a more conscious and aware decision before they just go acting, like before they just go fitting in and drinking at that person's house or becoming sexually active, because it seems today it's just a normal thing. It's sexuality and sexual acts of any kind is almost like a normal thing that you should just be doing because your friends are doing it. And you should just be experimenting so that you can be an experienced lover or something. And in retrospect, it's actually taking a lot away from them. And the idea is to help our children and ourselves, because in the end, all life is awareness, and all we can do is to continue to become more aware. Life is infinite, and we can all grow from here. And if we give ourselves the time to become more aware and also give it to our children and have these conversations about their dreams and us meeting up more as parents and our children together, and then working with the other wonderful educators and Dwayne himself and Sandy, the new homeschool president, we will have a bigger understanding of what's going on in our real side, which will give our children more of a grounding here in the physical to make better decisions. That's just this one way of really allowing each individual to become themselves and to recognize themselves a lot better. And I just wanted to say, Miss Bet, I say she's not going to make it on the show today. Unfortunately, we will have another show with Miss Yvette. She's actually homeschooling her daughter, Grace. She's always homeschooled Grace. And I had an interview with Miss Yvette a couple episodes back, maybe sometime last year. And she had wrote a beautiful written paper, because this is another thing. There's so many disturbances that are happening besides, like, the sexuality and the music destruction that's happening. There's also, you know, a high amount of poisons that are being fed to our children. Even just the Wi-Fi and the computer and, like, staring at that is enough to distort your brain. But then the foods that are being taken in that we all find so normal, you know, and these are hard habits to change as you get older, as you know, Jill, right? Like, it's so hard to change habits that you've had since you were very young. So that's the idea. If we can start younger and giving them better habits, and also teaching them, as an example, Miss Yvette's well-written paper when she was in her some part of her schooling to become the natural naturopathic physician that she is. But she had wrote an article, and the article was based all on vaccines and actually, like, almost triple amount that we're giving to our infants. So before our infants can even talk or even explain to us anything, we're highly poisoning their bodies, and then we do so throughout life. This is distorting the brain and your lungs and your organs, which makes it very hard to function in the physical. We're living in a physical body. We need to utilize it. So amongst, you know, the distorting music and the lack of education of self, we're running into multitudes of problems that if we just help the kids become more aware, they are more than capable to see much more than we are. They're much more open, right? And they're much more pure than we are. I kind of forget where I was going, but if you have anything to say, that would be fine.
Well, I mean, I just to go off, by the way, you spoke so eloquently, very nicely, but I like a few things that you touched on, being intentional and whatnot, and also just saying how difficult it is as you get older, like why it's important that we do it with the youth. I mean, first of all, because it is so much harder. Like, you have damaged adults, i.e. I am one of them, you know, beautifully damaged, but damaged nonetheless. And people walking around, like, seeking out whatever just destruction that if maybe you know, they were, you know, guided, loved, whatever it is, you know, the old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. Like, everybody's just so disconnected from one another. People are more connected to their friends. And yes, there are amazing upsides of technology, absolutely. But let's not get sucked into that rabbit hole and just disconnect from the real world, you know, and just right now, you know, with the just social media and everything. I mean, it's a battle. Like, you make these great points of, like, what the children need and, you know, that they really need to be taught how to cultivate their energies instead of their bodies, because pretty much that's, like, all it is, like, superficial. I mean, if you sit toddlers, like, in front of an iPad or whatever, and these people are marketing, does it, like, you know, and I suffer from vanity, like, you know, and, like, self-conscious, so, like, all these lovely...
What's interesting about what you say is that not only, so the cell phone... This cell phone and the Wi-Fi circuit, or, you know, I'm lacking terms of words here, but actually, so if you were in a pediatrician's office and your child's about to get up to date on vaccines and you have a cell phone nearby, it actually helps open the blood-brain barrier. So just the, the circuit from the cell phone will help open the blood-brain barrier, which injects very smart particles into their brain. This is what's happening on a really large scale. The same with, like, the blue light and behavioral patterns with children. These are all, and then besides the fact of what you can search and research on here, I mean, there's
there's just too much, like, technology is needed, it's important. They're just, like, with everything in life, needs to be balanced. Like, the fact that my child has an appendage, which is a cell phone, her cell phone is attached to her, like, it is terrifying. And it's, you know, everybody, like, they're just definitely, I mean, I don't know, like, the science or the facts behind it, you know, it's something to research, but I believe just on the general level, I understand that, you know, it emits probably some kind of radiation, which makes sense. Like, think about when you get an x-ray done, you know, that machinery and stuff, like, it all kind of makes sense, and, you know, I feel like maybe, I can't speak for our generation, like, it seems that we've gotten to a place with our society, our world, that, like, people don't talk to each other. You know, I literally try to make it a point to say hi. If someone looks at me, I say hi, I smile. Some people think it's off-putting. Like, and I mean, I could be off-putting for different reasons. But, like, you shouldn't be upset by someone being kind. Like, it sucks, quite frankly, that it's like we're in a world where it's just so disconnected right now, and hopefully through continued conversations such as these, we can continue to explore and hopefully identify some solutions to these problems and, like, do something about it before it's too late. And I don't know, like, this in this small way, I try to do my part, and I'll continue. I mean, goodness knows, probably making so many mistakes is how I do my part, by just being a living example of what not to do. And I just mean in the sense that I've learned firsthand, I've seen so much bad but I've also seen so much good. And it can be good. And I feel like a lot of people are, like, disheartened and discouraged and disconnected. And
they are. They are disconnected. They're being desensitized. We're being conditioned heavily to not see and or stand in our truest form or truest power in our own real being. 'Cause with that, like I said, you're able to see you're able to see life in the physical before it even happens, which can be of great assistance to all of us. And none of us are trapped. And we've also done this. So this is the whole other idea of what it is that I'm doing, is that there is so much to learn. None of us are going to learn or know it all. And there's so much more to learn about just your being and your existence here, and history and lives and past lives and your energy and your intuition and your five bodies. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And these things, they aren't taught in school. Again, it's very literal, and it's very much set up in a way that is actually pretty boring, because whether or not people recognize this or not, we've done this so many lifetimes. Like, you know, we've been in different positions in lifetimes, like where, you know, being a mother, you know, maybe Francesca at one point was your mother, or vice versa. We tend to stay in like what they would term as like soul families. That's not always necessary. It just depends on what your being wants to become more aware of. And really, at the end of the day, that's what we're doing here. So to have this conversation and for you to come on here today to you know, help people share more and talk more, and then in general is like what we need to do. And I'm pretty sure this is what Miss Yvette would say, is it's like we need to communicate and talk more and share more so that we all can become more aware, because we all are a part of the piece of the puzzle at the end of the day. So the more that we work together, the better chances and the better survival we'll have here. And also the more creative we will become in finding solutions and different things for our children. I mean, not everyone can figure out how to homeschool their children, right? Because, you know, you're the mother and the father. You're having to work and you're having to do this. Like, how do you manage to stay home with your kids and homeschool them? And let alone, where do you come up with the information to start homeschooling your kids? Again, it's another thing that hasn't been taught to children, like, you know, planting their own food and filtering water that can help them survive in the coming days.
Real life.
Here. Huh?
Real life. No, I was just, emphasizing, like, what your point. Like, there definitely needs to be more real life education, so to speak. It would just be annoying, if we didn't have to homeschool. Like, I would love to homeschool. It's not ideal for my circumstances, so I don't. So she's in the public school, and I will not comment on that. But these things that you speak of, why can't we collectively get together as a society, as a community, and recognize the importance of this and bring it to our schools, like our schools where our children spend more of their time than they do at home, like, isn't that where it should be? Instead of us trying to have to figure it out and navigate it on our own, like, I don't know why this is not at the forefront of the mainstream attention.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that are becoming more aware. There's a lot of people who are doing certain homeschools. Like, California is probably right now one of the biggest states that's homeschooling because of all the pressures. But we also have to look at where we are. So we're on a big round rock in deep, dark space, and we have what people term here as like a government. So the schools that we have in play are government-funded schooling, where if you don't send your kid to school, and, you know, some people might have their other ideas about this, but if you don't send your kid to school, then you get fined, you know, because there's also a line of, like, safety that comes along with that. Like, why are, you know, parents not sending their kids to school if they had the choice? But this is another thing that we've been so conditioned with here, is that we need a structure of some sort to show us where it is that and what it is that we need to do instead of working on our own awareness all by ourselves, mm-hmm. which would be learning ourselves and really paying attention to your real side, which is just like the beginning of becoming more aware and understanding that we all really do have instinct and a natural ability to take care of one another and raise and teach our children and the future, upcoming future, without needing that any structure that they have there, because that structure that's there in like the public school is not meant to be broke, right? Like there's rules, there's certain regulations, there's, you know, a minimal, there's a checkbox that each individual teacher who goes in there must need to learn. And that's actually what we're producing in the public school is a whole nother generation of people who know how to just check off the boxes and get the work done that somebody else is asking them to do. And what we really need is a generation of creative children who are free thinkers and able to come up with ways for new technology, you know, like Telsa Tech or the Mark Steele guy who's talking about how literally the Wi-Fi radiation and 5G, and as they continue to move up to 6G, how it's a weapon and it's being used against us. But because we don't have free thinkers and everyone stepping into these boxes into college and then into these certain careers that have already been set up for everyone, right? They're just checking off the boxes and they're basically, we're a whole generation of being told what to do. And this is how you do it. And it's okay because at the end of the day, we just need to survive and we need money. But I'm here saying that there's a better way to survive and giving our kids that kind of education and freedom and creativity will definitely help produce, you know, a much brighter survival for all of us here, especially if the future of the children are able to, because what will happen is they can create their own, let's say, schooling, or they'll be more self-sufficient that they won't need to send their kids to the public school, right? Because they figured it out, right? They've whatever, like you figured out how to run, have free water and free electric and live off the land. So you don't need very much in order to survive. That's just an example. One example.
Yeah, no. It like seems that what you're speaking. So I did, when I was in Texas, I did take some, you know, I was studying to be an elementary teacher, and I learned some great things. I had a wonderful professor, by the way, shout out to Dr. Laura Lampert. Anyway, but
yeah.
You know, just the same ideology that you speak of, and it just, like, how do you feel about, like, the fact that, like, there's places that, like, take away, like, the school right now, you know, stripping programs, creative programs, music programs, art programs, recess, because, like, everything's about standardized testing, and literally the only skills is you're just being taught how to take a test, and essentially, like, pretty much any test can be beaten. Like, what is that? There's no substance, and then it just seems that we're raising... It just
robots.
Seems like I'm not trying
robots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I mean, we can only speak to what's existing here, and it's nice to have a real conversation and talk about, you know, certain aspects that we can help instill in our children now, so that it doesn't matter if you're at public school or homeschool or wherever you are, because if nothing is negated, just like you said, like you learned a lot of wonderful teachings in that preschool setting, right? Like, so there are certain purposes for the education, but it can be much broader and more well created by the youth themselves for the youth. And we don't have to be as structured and or we don't need any type of rulers to tell us how we to do things. I mean, that would be nice, right? Like in a perfect world, but if you become more aware of yourself and aware of where you are, aware of your surroundings, aware of where you're going, you will have a better sense on, you know, what it is to use the system and what's in place here, and then to go beyond it. And that's, you know, really where we want to, like, gear the children. It's like, yes, take all the teachings that you can, but also learning yourself and what it is that you can hone into so that you can create what it is that you want to create after school is done, right? Because a lot of these kids going off to college, they're going off to what, the college pub? They're literally learning how to function and drink for the rest of their life here on out and still become educated. I mean, that's what I see happening.
No, it's true. I mean, I joke that I learned how to, you know, pee outside, like, when I went to college. Like, that's sad. That's my takeaway.
So many, though. See, that's another, like, normalized condition is that, you know, I hear so many stories, like, when I was in college and I had this party and, you know, I drank, you know, this much or whatever. And this is supposed to be what's fun here. And there isn't anything, again, nothing's negated. Everything is essential, everything that we do and we learn. Just look at how much conditioning there is, you know, which keeps you asleep. So it keeps you from, it's preventing the children or the young adults from creating
connecting
what it is that they want. And they're, huh?
It seems like another distraction, just something else to distract them by, and it just seems to pull them further. Like, I'm 35, and I just now feel like I kind of woke up to this. So that's how many years in between. Like, literally, I just feel so many are just kind of falling victim to that, just kind of stepping on that assembly line and not, I don't know.
No, I totally agree. I'm 35 as well, and it's ridiculous that I've been having dreams my whole life but had nowhere to look or turn to find, like, real advice in them, right? And just in the last 2 years of me reading new books and doing the true courses, and I have the kids' dream course, and sharing what it is that I'm sharing here, I have become so much more aware. I've had we all make funny decisions here, and sometimes we're not aware of even the effect of the decision that we're making. And I've had some real sides where, you know, if I were to have known the significance of what was happening in those dreams, like foresight that was being demonstrated for me in certain situations, I would have been able to survive the situation that was at hand much, much better. I would have been able to utilize the demonstration that I was being shown on in my dreams and avoid certain situations, which is why it's so important to hone in and to pay attention to the real side. And I'm 35 and I'm just being able to recognize more, because there's so many demonstrations that happen in your dreams. Like, some people just chalk them up and they're just, you know, these literal things that just happen, but it's so much more than that. And I can attest to that because I have grown so much just in the last 2 years. So I can imagine with what I'm doing now, which is super hard considering, you know, I have, you know, Jalen and Patrick, they both have different fathers. I'm not with either of the fathers, so there's always some kind of, you know, not competition, but just there's not a very friendly relationship with the fathers, or with one of them. And so instead of helping the kids become more aware and even sing the new song with them or talk about their dreams, he wants to stay very literal, which, you know, his kids are looking up to him. So in a world where everything is very literal, that's just a very small example. Like, this, the same thing is happening when they go to school. They're competing for grades, and they're competing. It doesn't matter for what. But none of them are becoming more aware of who they are and stepping into the real essence of themselves. So that's a huge lack of education right there that, like I said, just in the last 2 years, I have become much more aware of myself and my focus and what it is that I'm actually doing here.
It seems like it's interesting. So, like, I hear you use the term literal, and, like, to me, I kind of connect that with what I see as, like, society. Like, you know, if a person, a lot of times with co-parenting can be so difficult, shout out to anybody who is trying to do that. But what happens is, like, we need to focus on it's about the children, you know, but very easily we let our egos get in the way. And personally, I think our egos are fueled by our influence of by society, if that makes sense. Like, you know, you're less of a man if you're letting a female tell you what to do, whether it's the right thing or not. You know, certain little, and this can go on the flip side too, you know, like, you know, you can feel like less of a mom if you're not, you know, making sure you're doing this or doing that. But who actually cares about what's actually happening behind closed doors and, you know, the quality time with children and like in the sense that, you know, a lot of people, a lot of society, like it's about, you know, oh, the nicest car, the nicest house. And, you know, like, oh, hey, that can be good, but you can have all the suffering behind the doors. And maybe you don't. But the fact of the matter, it seems like collectively what we're, like, I see people spend $1,000 on a cell phone. If you have the money for it, great. Like, my daughter legit just said she wanted for, like, her Christmas present a MacBook Air. I don't even know what they're called because I'm not even in tune with that stuff. Like, I just need, like, but I was told that it was like $1,000 computer. Like, what is wrong? Like, that it, the stuff that we value, you know, and I do, like, look, I like to look cute. I wear bows in my hair, stuff, I wear my dresses. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel cute, but if you look at me even 2 years ago, like, I used to just, like, mod it up a little extra in the sense of, like, just, I was buried, like, hiding under this material stuff, you know, be it certain type of clothes or certain type of makeup. And I just, this, it seems like when I hear, like, I guess it was more so a question. When you use that term, like the literal and, you know, in the school systems and stuff like that, or with co-parenting or anything, when they're subscribing to that school of literalism, I guess, versus realism, I guess you might call it. But, like, is that kind of, would you say that there is a relation to, like, or is that maybe what it is, like, like, I guess, like, for someone who, like, you're very educated in your, like, stuff that you speak of, I'm not necessarily, and so break it down, like, for someone like me, like, is that, like, what you mean when you use that term literal? Like, is it kind of like, you know, like, keeping up with the Joneses versus, like, you know, person of substance and world of substance, like, stuff like that?
So, you said something about ego, and that's like a part of self that is like vain, and it's a part of the vehicle. So a lot of us, and you work on cars, right?
Yeah, I work, yeah, at a body shop.
So there's so many, how many people do you know, right? And this is where the lack of education comes in, because most people have a vehicle, but they have an engine and, you know, they know how to hit the start button and they know how to make it run, right? So that's basically where the lack of education comes in with our physical body. Our physical body is a machine, the same with our mind. It's just a vehicle that we're utilizing, but we don't know very much about the vehicle. So, for example, we don't know that not only do we have a physical body, we have an emotional body, which is like the astral planes, and we have a mental body, which is like the mental world. We have a casual body, which is something that we're carrying with us with all of the memories of lifetimes. and you have the etheric body, and then you have your real awareness. So this is a huge lack of information that we're not aware of. So we're not aware to hone in on our truest form. So we become very egotistical, right? We become very set in what we look like in the mirror and what our grades look like and how we're going to become successful and make lots of money. Like, money is a very literal concept. So the difference between being literal and being aware is, you know, literal is just functioning on a very materialistic form, right? It's not understanding your vehicle, because your vehicle is much bigger, and then you have your purest form, which is what we term as like your real awareness, which is your real light body, your free body, which it oversees these other five bodies. But without the knowledge of it, we're not able to run the vehicle very good, so we stay literal. We stay within the confines of what we're being conditioned in and what we're learning in the public school system. So we're not able to hone in on, like, the bigger picture. Does that
help? Yeah. It seems like, I don't know if I was comparing it to cars, maybe the difference of, like, my car, Humble, a 6 Corolla that she is. I work in a collision shop. It's different. I don't take care of my own car. That's something, like, I have a problem with. But for me, I guess I understand your metaphor, because I see the difference of someone with a nicer vehicle who actually, you know, gets the oil changed, does the maintenance, you know, actually knows how to use the vehicle, like, inside out. And just, like, all the things that, you know, it just is on a whole other level just because someone actually, like, read the manual, so to speak, versus, you know, me in my car that really just is like, well, hey, if the wheels are on, that's a success, right? So I don't know, would that be, just skimming the surface, like, imagine what could be done if I actually
if you know more about your vehicle, you're able to utilize it at a much higher efficiency, so you're able to function and survive here on the earth plane much better if you know what it is that you're working with. So the physical body is very limited. It's very awesome. It has, you know, wonderful alarms that go off if you're not feeling good, or maybe it's something that you should get checked out. And the same with the brain. Your brain is also basically just a machine, and it functions on its own terms, right? And most of us are just on autopilot. You just turn on the engine and you just do. Right. But mm-hmm. when you learn more about your vehicle and your real awareness and the real sides that you're having, especially children, like, a lot of parents might chalk up, you know, their imaginary fairy friend as just make believe. But in reality, what's happening is your children's really communicating with, like, the fairy world. And fairies care very much about the environment, and they won't show themselves to most adults. One, because the adults have closed themselves off to anything that isn't literal, anything that isn't my job, the food, or, you know, money to get paid, or whatever we get stuck in here, that is a very low form of the vehicle, right? It's just the robotic movement of what exists here, and there's so much more, and it's, you know, there's so much to learn and so much to expand on. And I'm super thankful that you were on here to even have this conversation and to put yourself out here so that we can, you know, share certain ways and methods in which we can help the youth become more aware. Are you dreaming? Do you have dreams at night?
Me, yeah. So, like, I, funny. You should mention that. So, like, I kind of joke around when I don't really, like, talk about it because people, like, will say, oh, that's crazy. But I have, like, had always had, like,
so wait, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's another literal, like, conditioned mind thought. That would be a literal thought, is like, oh, that's crazy, that can't be real, or, you know, that can't really happen. That's, like, being conditioned and staying in, like, the literal body, just to point out.
I know, it's so frustrating, though, because I'm just kind of, like, embarking on this, and it seems like you already have, but, like, just knowing that, like, it's almost like a freeing kind of thing, and, like, it's frustrating because, like, why do I need to call it crazy? Like, it's true. It's just, it is what it is. Like, it's, you know, like, but it's because of, you know, society or the literal stuff and all that. And that's why I'm on this call, like, also, like, and just trying to have these conversations and putting them out there with people so that we can maybe break away from that school of all that is literal and whatnot. Because imagine, like that seems to be, like, what you, this mission, you know, and there's just so many that, like, we can, people, there's just a lot of great that can be good. And I kind of went off on a tangent, but one thing, Mayor, I wanted to ask you, I can address the dream thing, But I wanted to know, like, with cultivating, like, energies and all of the stuff that you're talking about, what is, like, something just so simple and immediate that someone could do? Like, if someone's listening to this and they're like, okay, that sounds great, then what? Now what? You know what I mean? Like, what would be that next, like, where would we go from A to B?
So the new you sound is the direct connection to the sound light reality, which is the world out of creation. And in creation, there are many, many mansions or many, many worlds and many dimensions that one would go to after what they would term as dying, but just moving from one state to the other. So the new you sound, while you're here in the physical body, you and utilize that a lot of times, you know, singing it before you go to sleep, and you can ask a certain question, whatever that question is, you know, what should my next step be, or, you know, what it is that I should know today, or, you know, what could my career be? I mean, you can ask anything, like, who is President Trump, and certain demonstrations will come in, but because it's the direct connection to the sound light reality, when you sing it, you'll see for yourself. So basically the first step for everyone is to just sing the new song. So, you know, you can sing it, you know, twice a day. You can sing it whenever you're feeling agitated. There's also YouTube songs. One is Eva Sings with the Birds on YouTube. And then also the new NU is ISS. Is sharing the ukulele, and that's about like 50 minutes long, and just singing that or playing that in your car while you're driving. Once you start utilizing the new sound, which is just throughout your day, you'll actually start to feel a difference, and you'll also notice that the dreams that you have at night, you'll start having more, they'll be longer, the demonstrations will be more seen, you know, you'll recognize more in what's happening in them, and you'll also feel lighter and more clear-minded, and you're emotional and, you know, those emotional things, especially us women, we go through a lot of emotional ups and downs. You'll find that your emotional body will calm down. You'll be more clear-sighted, and you'll be able to focus on things much more, I guess, a word, like, brilliantly. Like, you'll be more relaxed and grounded. It will help you become grounded in your physical body and start making sense of you know, who you are, where you are, and why we're here. We're all really here to wake up all the way, because all life is awareness. We all of us, even though we don't remember it coming through, well, there is some people that do remember coming through and, like, being born in this life, such as Dwayne. He has a few books, like, series 1 through 9, and that's another thing that I suggest is to get your hands on a new book, which I can send you a copy, Jill. They are all over my Facebook. New books 2 and 6 are shared freely for everyone to start their own adventure and to become more aware. But the first step is always just singing a song, and then the next step would be starting to read any of the new book series, because there's many, many references in these books to help you decipher what is being demonstrated on your real side, or aka dreams. Your dreams are only dreams until you become more aware, and then you start to recognize that this existence that you're living here is very, very short, but you never not exist. So what you're seeing on the real side, you can start to decipher, you know, are you still in the world of creation? Have you went into the real universes? But in order to do any of these things is just to start to utilize the new song so that you can start making better choices and becoming aware of the ideas and the attitudes that you hold and the conditioning that keep you restricted to certain ideas that are here. Like, for example, we all have to work and make lots of money to be successful, right? But really, at the end of the day, that doesn't bring you anywhere. Old, and then you're not in the physical body anymore. So, you know, the real idea is to become more aware so that you know what you're doing when you pass out of the physical body, so you don't have to reincarnate again. I mean, that's just a small portion of, you know, what singing the new song and connecting to the real sound and light of which you are can help people grow.
I'm real excited to check out. You said you'll send me the book so I can look at it and read it.
Yeah,
Mayor.
Book 2 and 6.
Huh? I don't know. Go ahead. You were answering.
Yeah, so new books 2 and 6, I can send them right to you on Facebook, and you can download it in iBooks. And you can start reading them, and then as you proceed on this journey and you share with Francesca, the new song. So Francesca is a little bit older, just like my daughter. The kids, from when they're very young until about like six or seven is when they too start to get literalized. It's like when they start in the public school systems, it's when they start school and they get around their kids, and all of the kids want to be the same. So it's harder to hone in on, you know, like something that's different for our children because they're a little bit older, but it isn't to say that they still aren't going to utilize it. So my daughter will have like certain experiences on the real side, and what it shows to me often on the real side is that she was very creative and she is very wise beyond herself, but she can't see that yet here in the physical because she too wants to just be a part of everything everybody else is doing. But as we cultivate this as adults, we're able to share with the children younger and younger, which, you know, when one light, you know, when you're a shining light, you know, the people around you become lighter, right? Like, you are who you hang out with, kind of thing. So
yeah,
the more that we share it and hone in on it on ourselves, our kids will see a difference in us. Eventually, they will pay attention and understand the lessons that are learned, which then they can teach their kids, you know, that's, you know, trickle down the lane as much as we can. And that's what we're doing with the new presentation, the Wonderful Worldwide Educators. There's so many projects that we are still instilling, and it's having, you know, a real benefit, real education and real guidance and, you know, real sufficient, places where we're all over the world, but we're all with each other as being to being, as real beings, and we're working together with support. So just enlarging that support, you know, using the new books and singing a new song with Francesca, and then Jalen and Francesca talking, and Yvette and her daughter Grace, and you know, there's a few others out there who just they haven't stepped up yet, or they're still working on some things for themselves. But there's definitely a lot to share and to learn and to teach our children. And it just starts just singing the new song and reading those new books.
Mayor, thank you. I gotta get ready to skedaddle. But I really I wanna know more. So I wanna check out those books, and you said the new songs on YouTube.
Yeah, so Eva Sings with the Birds. And then the new is featuring the ukulele. There is a caller on, and we are going to just wrap it up here. Still, thanks so much for coming on. I hope to get together again another time when Yvette's not having, a family emergency. I'd love for you to talk with her. Her and her daughter, they pay attention to their real sides, and they're singing the new song, and Yvette has always been very aware as a person. It wouldn't surprise me if she's like an indigo child. But anyways, so we do have another caller. Eric, are you there?
Hello, could you say my name?
Yeah, hi, Eric.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Sorry, I stepped away from the phone for a moment. This was a lovely conversation. More real conversations like this need to happen between just everyone, really. This is a lovely show, Mary. So did you want me to go ahead and do the announcements?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, okay, we have weekly Skype calls, weekly Zoom calls throughout the week for anyone that wants to learn more and become more aware. I will be sure to share the schedule with Mary. She can post it on her Facebook and share it around with everyone. But the Zoom calls are every other Saturday and every other Sunday around 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can also check out a lot more information on YouTube at Mary's YouTube channel. What was your channel called, Mary? New You.
Mario.
Yes. Mario.
New You.
Yes, go check out Mary's videos on YouTube. You can check out Kelsey Lynn Brown's videos on YouTube. She has a lot of wonderful videos. You can find Ava Sings with the Birds on her channel as well. Everyone can go ahead and search New Kevin Smith for some awesome recordings of all of our previous calls and Skype calls. Slowly, I'm putting together all of these Blog Talk Radio shows onto YouTube, too, just editing them out so everyone can find these again. Or you can just go to our Blog Talk channel and find all of our previous episodes, including this one, as soon as this broadcast ends. And of course, everyone sing the new you. It's very simple, super simple. What really happens is a lot of people's fears get in the way because they're like, oh, what is this? I don't get it. It's super simple. It's just a song. You sing it before you go to sleep, and you pay attention to your dreams. And then you can, start reconnecting with life and nature and the all-natural environment and learn how to make better choices for yourself, for your children, and just for the whole world altogether. But yeah, that's all I've got.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing here. I'm Mary. Thank you for coming and joining new episode of New Homeschool Team, New Moms and New Kids Talk. I'm Mary, new mom, sharing the new presentation with real guidance and real education for everyone. Thank you.